What I'm going to do is I'm going to give results. I'm going to give results by continuing to expose the corruption across our country that Mr. Dennis Prager now has said the legal system is our enemy. Well, gee, Dennis, you're correct. But what are you going to do about it? Just sit there and flap your mouth about it and talk about it? Well, that's a good thing to do, and we do need that, Dennis, and I appreciate that. But also Bill O'Reilly, who came riding in with his white steed to attack the California State Bar over this issue of the Westerfield case. Well, gee, thanks a lot, Bill, but why don't you stay on the case? Why don't you come out here and do something about it? Support what we are doing. Talk about it more, Bill. Your producers call me, and you talk to me about what I'm going to be talking about on my program, and then you take it and put it on yours. Congratulations. I'm glad to share the information. I'm not a talking head. Today we're going to be talking about the Chicago story. Basically, the highlights are, June Speaker, this is a mother, had a son by the name of Matthew that told her about abusive conditions at his Christian boarding school in Virginia. So she drove down there, brought him back, and put him inside of a Catholic high school. What then happened? Well, there's this judge by the name of Alan Masters had ordered her to send Matthew back to this place called Wellspring Academy. Well, she refused. So Judge Masters put her in jail and hired a private agency to haul Matthew back down to that school and then sent the mother a bill for $5,000. We're going to get into this and we're going to find out that that Wellspring school that this judge ordered her to take her son back to, it was closed down. Why? Because of abuse of the children there. This story gets crazy, and we're going to have an interview with an attorney out there, a man by the name of Mr. Patrick Murphy, that's been an attorney for 39 years, that's involved at least knowing peripherally what's going on inside this case, and wait till you hear his comments. Basically, he says there is a feeding fee frenzy by the attorneys involved inside this matter, trying to get at this person's money because his daddy happens to have a lot of it, and the attorneys are going to just suck this guy dry. It all goes back to the core problem of attorneys, and this brings me back to, of course, cases here in Monterey. Before a break, let me play a little clip of a conversation that I had with my attorney, a Mr. Larry Lichtenegger, that was the poster child for judicial corruption in the United States. And when I start to make trading cards up of all these corrupt little scoundrels across the country, Larry's going to be one of the rarest cards worth a lot of money one day. Let me play you this clip of Larry Lichtenegger as far as what he said he had to do, because we had evidence that would show that judges and attorneys here were manipulating trial dates and sabotaging motions, much like they're doing to another lady out in Chicago. But let's hear what Larry had to say about what they were doing and what he had to do when he was my attorney.
Are they doing it to me because of me or because of you? And will they stop doing it to me, okay?
If you throw me to the lion.
Yeah.
What a whining little snot that Larry Lichtenegger is, and he did throw me to the lions. The only thing is the lions are starting to have a lot of indigestion right now because I'm kicking their stomachs out from the inside.